Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of the That's What She Said podcast. Today, we're talking about input, output, and getting way more done. So let's hop right in. Lately, I have been sort of obsessed with a game called The Simpsons Tapped Out. In the game, you get points for doing activities like sending Homer to lounge in the pool or sending Mr. Burns to run the nuclear plant. You also get points for collecting things like income tax, business tax, and for visiting other people's versions of Springfield. In other words, at some point you get a whole lot of points for doing a whole lot of nothing except existing. Being. Hanging out. Another story. I was recently at a business conference with an amazingly productive guy. He's written bunches of books, including several number one New York Times bestsellers. He's going on tour around the country with his latest lecture series this summer. He's got a novel and a kids' book series on his hard drive that he wrote, quote-unquote, just for himself, and that he'll never publish. He's working on 2 books right now simultaneously while hosting workshops like the one I attended every few months. Insanity, right? Like, how can he put out so much freaking great stuff? You should see his input. When you ask a question, he'll give you 6 books to read about the topic. Ask to go further, and he'll cite articles from current events, the cosmic nature of the universe, Kim Kardashian, and the influences of architecture on your perception of the world. His output is directly proportional to his input. He doesn't do things like hang out on Facebook or Pinterest or Instagram when he wants to be inspired. He consumes books, articles, concerts, lectures, and conversations with other humans like the world's most curious locust. So when he gets tired and overwhelmed by life, or when we get tired and overwhelmed by life, we often think we need to slow down and get some rest and that will solve the issue. That instinct is on point. We humans do need rest and relaxation to get our bodies firing on all cylinders. We also need to balance input with output. In the average week, I write 2 blog articles, record 1 podcast, coach a few business peeps, post daily to Facebook and Instagram, edit ghostwritten materials for clients, and write a few thousand words for my own books. All told, we're talking about creating around 9,000 words in a podcast every week, plus the usual checking of social media and keeping up with emails. That's like writing a novel every 6 weeks. And my input, if I'm not watching closely? Assorted Bravo TV shows, scrolling through Pinterest, and a fiction novel. 2 if you're lucky. Sustaining that pace is like asking an athlete to run half marathon after half marathon on 2 bananas and a bag of Cheetos. It just doesn't work. Here's a different way to frame it. If you were being given points for all the moments you were simply being, enjoying, sitting, snoozing, cuddling, reading, watching the ocean or the trees or the woods, basically, if you were collecting income tax for fully inhabiting your life, would you have any points? I don't think most people would. And I'm not here to beat you up or make you feel like there's one more thing you need to do. There are 8,000 articles cranked out every minute to add to-dos to your list. Drink more fiber, spill your mouth out with coconut oil, do more yoga, damn it. I know. I'm only pointing out that lately, my eating well and working out and getting plenty of sleep routine hasn't been enough to keep me from feeling run down. That's because I took my eye off my input. I've been cranking out post after post after podcast after you name it, and I'm tired at a deep level. You'll also note that I'm sick as I record this. That's not a surprise, and I sound sicker than I am, so I should not be in bed right now. It's really okay to record. I've ordered a bunch of books that have nothing to do with business from the library. I spent a night at a local hotel with the biggest bathtubs I can find, and I soaked, without giving in to the temptation to listen to a podcast and quote-unquote be productive during that time. I've purchased a whole bunch more easy, healthy frozen meals so I can carve out time for sitting in the yard and people watching as well. It's not easy, and it's in my nature to keep making and making and making, but I'm doing my best to collect input points each day. So, where are you actively making time to be inspired? This won't happen naturally. You'll have to write input on your calendar, and you'll resist this like nothing else. You'll be all, but Kristen, I don't have time to do the stuff that's already on my calendar. Where am I going to find time for this? I don't know, friend. I'm only guessing that you want your business to be sustainable, that you want your life to feel like it has meaning. It inherently has meaning, but you want it to feel that way. And that you want your business to be able to produce even more goodness over the long haul. If I'm guessing right, you need input. If you only take in 300 calories a day, you can't expect your body to be performing at its finest. Likewise, take in 3,000 calories a day, and you'll probably feel gross and lethargic. Somewhere in between, you function best. Somewhere between pinning the things and making the things you've pinned. Between reading and researching and actually doing the writing you've been planning for weeks. Between reading the blogs of everyone you admire and writing your own blog posts. Between studying ways to run your business and actually running your business. It's a dance. It's a game. It is a never-ending teeter-totter. My sense is that most times you will err on the side of not having enough input. It's like feeding your kids 3 Starburst candies for dinner and wondering why they're cranky the next morning. Input, input, input. It is absolutely crucial to your well-being. Of course, the thought of actively cultivating input can be overwhelming. Here are a few places to start. When did you stop growing? Wherever you've gotten stuck, scared, or caught in a never-ending game of freeze tag, take a look. Would knowing more about a topic help to create movement? Would meditating about that situation help? Would taking a friend up on their offer to help in that department mean that you keep moving forward? It can also be physical, like you went to yoga and went to yoga and went to yoga, and then you realized you hit a plateau, or you stopped, or you backpedaled a bit. So how can you keep growing in that area? It doesn't have to be a big, big red flag. It can be something as simple as, I used to take Tai Chi lessons, and now I don't. So how can you keep moving? And that totally counts as input. What fascinates you? I was on a whale watch about 10 days ago, and I promptly came home to read shit tons more about whales and dolphins. Did you know that orca whales are actually just really big dolphins? They've been completely miscategorized. Did you know that sperm whale oil used to be a highly prized lubricant? And whether that's WD-40 lubricant or bedroom lubricant, the book didn't say. These things are fascinating to me, and they have nothing to do with what I'm talking about on a daily basis. That's a really good thing. Just like reading fiction or poetry or the autobiographies of musicians or Civil War generals probably doesn't come up in your day-to-day life, in your business, it's still neat to learn about. So learn about it. Permission to be fascinated, granted. Along that same line, what do you always, always, always want to know more about? I always want to know more about psychology, about what motivates people and what makes them tick. Why do they act the way they do? How can we change our behaviors? That kind of thing. So I read articles and books and ask my nerdiest friends to talk about TED Talks with me. It's also a great idea to start an input backlog of sorts. So save topics, articles, book titles, and things to Google. Schedule time to talk shop with your smartest, geekiest friends. Watch documentaries and all those programs that could have gone on the Learning Channel before reality TV shows full of families with 15 kids took over. To maintain a sane and sustainable life, your input has got to be proportional to your output. It's time to get inputting. That's what she said. So this is a short one because I'm a bit under the weather, but thank you so much for listening. Should you have any questions, comments, concerns, you want to hit me up at braincamponline@gmail.com. The best thing you could do if you're subscribed is to review my magical podcast, and I'll tell other people that That's What She Said is pretty freaking awesome. If you haven't yet, I would also suggest you head to braincampblog.com/joinfyah. That's the Fuck Yeah Club, and in it, we talk all about being in business for the longer term, the longer haul, including magical things like free classes every month, and I'll also send you a copy of Go Your Own Way, which is my latest book, and I'll send it to you for free. So that is all I've got. Thanks so much for listening, and I will catch you next week. Bye, guys.